This is trippy.
KBOO Portland.
George Floyd is the African-American man who died at the hands of Tan Lee, of four Minneapolis police officers on Memorial Day, 2020. His death sparked a wave of global protests. That was the sound of Portland, Oregon, over the past week. I'm Leslie McLam. Thank you for tuning into this special episode. During the past week and a half, the world has seen the United States erupt over the killing of George Floyd, sprouting riots, protests, and calls for police reform and accountability. However, at nearly all major U.S. protests, law enforcement officers instead chose to respond with intimidation, tear gas, riot police, arrests, and rubber and hard plastic bullets. Members of the media have been arrested, shot at with non-lethal bullets, and harassed by law enforcement personnel nationwide, even after identifying themselves clearly, and while they're doing their job live on the air, which is what happened to CNN's Omar Jimenez. On June 2, 2020, the fifth night of Black Lives Matter and George Floyd protests in the Rose City, my colleague and co-host, Corey Elio, was rushed by a police officer and thrown against a cement wall amidst tear gas, even though he had identified himself as a member of the media. I gave him a call the very next morning to see how he was doing and hear what had happened on the video that was taken by a bystander that I had seen. Have a listen.
Hi.
Hey, Corey. How's it going?
Okay.
How are you doing today? I was on the Twitter, was seeing that that had happened to you last night, an altercation with the Portland Police Bureau. Why don't you just give me a little synopsis of what happened to you with you and the police last night?
So, I was sitting there recording all of the stuff that was occurring in the intersection. It just came out of nowhere. That was a lot of smoke grenades, a lot of tear gas, a lot of flash grenades. I'm sure I even heard some muffled flashes from probably the plastic bullets that they're calling rubber bullets that they're firing at protesters. And I recorded for about, I want to say about 45 seconds or so, and then retreated back as the tear gas was coming towards the protesters and the line of officers was forming and the protesters were retreating. So So at that point, I retreated about a half block back, and I started to tweet out that video real quick. And somebody had started walking up to me. I thought they were an officer, and so I pulled my press pass up and told them, I'm a journalist. I'm just trying to get this out, and I'll get out of your way. And then I realized it was recording from the crowd. They were part of the crowd, so I went to start dropping my press pass back down out of my hand that I was holding out and let it hang from my neck. And at that point, as I looked back up to her after I had tweeted out the video, I realized officers were only about 5 feet behind her. And, I mean, all this was happening within seconds. Like, I literally looked down, pressed tweet, looked up, seen that, and I screamed to her, they're right behind you. And she goes and turns around and starts backing away as I'm sitting there trying to put my phone in my pocket. I have my press pass back out, trying to tell the officer, I'm a journalist, I'm getting out of your way, I'm sorry. And they just grab me, and as I'm sitting there getting tangled up into my bike, they end up taking the baton to my back, which forced me into the wall ahead of me. Luckily, years ago, I actually learned a trick that if you drop your head, as opposed to getting struck in the temple or in the face, if you get hit in the top of your head, the bone is like 2 to 3 times thicker and you're less likely to get a concussion. When I saw that wall coming at me after he struck me in the back, I instantly dropped my head so that it would strike on the top of my head, not the temple or the face.
Wow.
And down at that point, because I was sitting there holding my head and telling them, I can't breathe, I can't see, I'm trying to get out of here. I think the bike was underneath me at this point, I'm not sure. I was all tangled up in my backpack. My goggles that I had on to protect me from the tear gas had got busted on the wall. Several items of mine got scattered at that point. I actually can't even find my debit card at the moment. I think I got lost and all that.
Oh, no.
I was scrambling to grab everything I could off the ground and trying to, like, see and breathe and move. And this independent journalist came up, and he, like, I think he grabbed my bike, actually. I'll pick me up or grab my bike up from underneath me and pulled us apart. And then anything else that he seen on the ground of mine that was there that I didn't have in my hand, he grabbed up real quick. Then he dragged me away from officers down a block and, you know, sat there with me for a minute and, like, checking on me. And then, I just sat there. He ended up calling over one of the officer medics. They were checking on me. I mean, I have asthma, but I've been using an inhaler all this week, and I've actually blown through two of them.
You don't sound very good right now.
Yeah, I'm going to have them check my lungs. And the fact that I've been covering all these protests and then around so many people and contact with people, there was times I was taking a break and I was like having a cigarette off to the perimeter of the protests and like tweeting something out, and somebody would come up to me and talk to me and they wouldn't be wearing a face mask. So there's moments that during these protests that have been possibly high exposure. So I'm going to have them not only check my lungs to see what kind of damage there's been from the tear gas, but I'm also going to get a COVID test. But yeah, the police medic checked on me, asked if I was okay, if I could breathe. After a good like minute or two of me sitting there, I was able to breathe. They flushed my eyes with a little bit of water. That should be noted. Two officers aren't even doing any kind of it provides, like, no comminasia or anything treatment-wise for...
I'm surprised they didn't use saline.
They're not doing nothing. No, they're just offering water. That's
wow.
Why I'm careful doing it, yeah. And then at that point, I told the officer I was okay. I think there was two officers around me protecting me at that point. I'm not even sure from the other officers that were running around. And they were randomly tear-gassing groups at that point. So then everybody else bugged out around me and started going back into what was going on around the officers, the independent journalists, because I said I was okay. They sent my bag and my bike up against I think I was on second Yamhill or third in Yamhill. I'm not even sure at this point. I was too disoriented, and there was nobody around me. Everybody had bugged out from that area. The protests and the police were moving really rapidly last night. Like, I was literally sitting there getting my bearings for, like, a minute, and having gone from being in the middle of the chaos, it was just gone for me at that point. It was somewhere else in the middle of the city, I don't know.
But, wow.
Yeah, ended up sitting there, and then finally Sergio, almost from, Underscore.
Right, yeah. Sergio, great.
He ended up, coming by me and checking on me, asking if I was okay, offering me some water too, a little milk and magnesium, and told him my eyes were okay at that point.
How much longer did you stay in the area after you got, roughed up by the
police? I sat there for a few minutes, still getting my bearings and tweeting out, what had happened during all that. And then, as I was standing there, another patrol car comes by and just randomly drops a tear gas grenade out at me, and I'm the only one there.
And you were sitting on the street at this time?
Yes, with my bike, with my backpack out completely, sitting pretty much in a puddle of my own puke from all this shit.
Being non-aggressive, non-threatening, and there was nobody else nearby, correct?
Yeah, and then at that point I was pissed. And I'm sitting there trying to call for a ride, trying to get out. I was done. I wasn't going to put up with it anymore. And then I couldn't get a ride because everybody was pretty much saying they couldn't even get into downtown. I would have to get across the river. And then Sergio and another photographer had came back at that point and checked on me. And, I'm sitting there just on the phone, just trying to get out, scrambling any way to get out of there. And Sergio and the photographer asked me if I was okay enough to walk, and I was like, I guess. I don't even know, guys. And so I got up and I walked with them down the waterfront, up the Hawthorne, I think it was, and then into East Side. At that point, I felt I was good enough to ride my bike. I had a slight headache, my back ached a little bit, my ribs hurt a little, but I've been through worse. I was a fighter in my early youth. I loved it. That was my thing. But,
so pretty much it sounded like this was unprovoked for the most part. You had identified yourself as media.
Yeah. They've been doing this all week. Every time I've been trying to present them with my press pass, every journalist I know out there, every film crew, the film crews have been getting messed with a lot less because, there's usually, like, the reporter, the tech, and then the guy with the big-ass camera there. Excuse my language again.
I know the night before last, on June 1st, when you and I were out there, it was that large, mostly peaceful, party march that went through downtown. And even then, when we were, speaking to officers towards the end of the night, we had stopped to see what that female officer was doing and talking to a civilian about. And when she saw us, she sort of was a little calmer and just told him to leave. And when we told her we were pressed, she said, "I don't care. You have to go home."
They're disrespecting press credentials, press passes. They're not caring.
Do you feel safe?
Morning,
do you even feel safe going down there to try to document what's happening?
Well, tonight I'm taking a break.
well, understandably, but how does it make you feel when you think about, the fact that you're going to end up going down, though, whether it's tonight, tomorrow?
Honestly,
how does that make you feel when you think about going back into downtown? Well, they have not just Portland Police Bureau, but we have, more support for the police officers that have come in from other areas, including the National Guard. And how does that make sense?
I believe the National Guard's been withdrawn today. There's also no curfew. The level of brutality that has been expressed during all this, I feel needs to be documented. And I haven't been trying to do the best I can. I keep getting myself caught up in the front lines, trying to do so.
Since I wasn't able to be there on the ground with you last night, I was really worried when I had heard about it. So I'm glad that you are feeling okay today and that you're taking the time to rest up.
I'm actually heading into the ER right now. Just going to, have them check me for concussion. I don't think I have if anything, it's minor. Luckily, I dropped my head when I was aiming for that wall. But yeah, my back, I'm not sure if it's a pinched nerve or something worse. It feels like I have a couple of bruised ribs. So yeah, I'm just going to get checked. I'm going to also check my lungs. I'm going to get a COVID test. So.
Great. Awesome. Thank you for telling me about this whole experience last night, Corey.
But honestly, this needs to be recorded. And if it's going to end up being all this gets shown or I end up in the hospital, those are the two choices, and I'm good with that.
KBOO Portland.
Mm-hmm.